Hold that lip. Because what people, I had people on my job when me and my wife first started dating. Now, I think maybe I can't remember. Anyway, they were talking about killing me. Just the truth. They were talking about killing me. You know, I ain't done nothing to these folk. Ain't done nothing to these folk. They were talking about killing me. And, you know, I just kept on acting like they didn't even know I knew it. Didn't even know I knew it. But I just kept on smiling. And at that time, I was what you call like a belt manager. I just kept on smiling, kept on treating everybody the same. I would take my, I would wear clothes, you know, like a, I guess a vest or, you know, sweater vest. You know, I was kind of uppity then. I wear a sweater vest, and I would take my sweater vest off. If they were shorthanded or something, guess what I'd do? I'd jump in there and work. Didn't have to, but I did. And, because see, if I act like they act, how can I win them to where I am? You can't do it. So this is what happened. I guess it was about 3-4 years later, had passed by, and this guy come up to me. I think it was like 2 or 3 of them. One guy come up to me, he said, man, he said, you got a second? I said, man, yeah, I got a second. He said, man, I just want to apologize to you. I said, for what? He said, man, because he said, I just treat you wrong, man. He said, I didn't have no reason for doing it. He said, all those years, I just mistreated you. And he was just about crying. I said, dude, I said, you know what? Man, it's okay. I said, I ain't even thought nothing about it. I said, I forgave you then. Because I was sleeping good at night. I find the scripture said, my sleep shall be sweet. And if I give it up, that's my choice. But I'm not giving up because I need my rest. And then another guy came up. He done the same thing. One guy come on my job, called me outside, and told me, man, look, he was just crying. Man, I apologize. I treated you wrong. I said, dude, forget it. Just go on. Don't even worry about it. I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. See, the quicker we forgive people, the quicker you got that weight off of them. Nobody should be walking around taking that burden. Jesus already took it for. He already took it for. The love that God has for us, that he sent his son to bear all those things for us so we didn't have to bear them. Sickness, disease, lack, poverty. God sent his son. We had to have a savior. Had to have a savior. We couldn't save ourselves. So what he did, he clothed himself in flesh and came down and rescued his man. Woo, rescued his man. Jesus. Jesus. Woo, Jesus. God's love for his people. I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord. So, and I could go on, and I'm going to give one more testimony. It's another story. You know, and it was with inside the family. The pastor knows a little bit about it. And, you know, people didn't like me and my wife being together. They just didn't like that. But, you know, when God brings something together, if it's meant to be, it's just meant to be. Because, see, we were to be a light. It wasn't because she's a white lady, I'm a black man or whatever. I look at the heart, because God looks at what? Our heart. She's a beautiful lady, true enough. She's a beautiful lady. When I seen her and when she walked by me that day, I said, that's going to be my wife. I claimed it. And I didn't know nothing about declaring and decreeing in. I was just saying something because I was in the flesh. I told her that day. I remember today what she had on. She had on some Timberland boots, some Levi's, and some kind of pullover shirt. I remember today. I remember that girl caught my eye and my heart. She did. But praise God. But, you know, I seen something on the inside of her. And it just, like I said, her being with me being with her, the two equals just came together. She helped me in ways that I needed help. I helped her in ways, I hope I did, in ways that she needed help. I think one of the greatest things I've probably done was bringing her out here to CLC. She found a revelation of knowledge in God she never knew nothing about. Am I speaking the truth, baby, or am I just talking? That's right. So praise God. And I mean, and it changed our lives forever, as far as our family, as far as people we fellowship with. We have people that come up to us now, even on the job, say, can you just pray for us? Because see, they see results. They see results. We ain't talking about it. We being about it. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And the same thing, if you looking online, I'm telling you, the same thing he done for me and my, he wants to do it for you. Matter of fact, truth be told, he's already done it. You just got to receive it. Just got to receive it. And there's no better place to go and get taught and trained than to come out here to Christian Fellowship Church on Airport Road. There's no better place right now. Church on fire for God. Tongue talking. Laying hands on the sick. Raising up the dead. Make your pocket get fat. Hallelujah. And I mean, we ain't just talking about money, because you got to have money. Don't be foolish, because you got to have money to get this gospel out. I couldn't buy these books and sow these seeds into people if I didn't have money. I couldn't do it. It take money to operate. If it didn't, why would God tell you bring your tithes into the storehouse? Why would he tell you that? See, and for God so loved the world. Woo. Glory to God. You know, and I was just telling you about the situation, the things that went on my job, and I was saying that, I didn't always pass the test when those situations. And I mean, I'm getting better now. I still stumble sometimes, but the Bible says, though the righteous may fall, what are you going to do? Get up. So if you hit a stump in the road, you have a little blowout, just change it and get on up. Just change it and get on up. God still loves you the same. He'll love you more than you even think about loving yourself. I'm telling you, God is a great God. He's an awesome God. You know, in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, he said, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true. And I meant to tell you, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. It's good to get those different translations, because you get more clarification of what it's really telling. And then it brings it on home to you. It brings it on home to you. Glory to God.